Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, June 4th, 2020. According to a ruling by the regional court, the residents of Liebigstrasse 34 in Friedrichshain must move out of the building. After months of litigation, the owner's action for eviction was granted yesterday. According to the court, however, the residents will not have to move out immediately, and an appeal against the decision is still possible. The so-called Liebig 34 project is considered a symbol of the radical left-wing scene in the city. The Residents Association, which describes itself as the, quote, anarcha-queer feminist house project Liebig 34, has until now refused to leave the building. In 2018, the 10-year commercial lease that the association had with the owner had ended. Because the association has not paid rent regularly, the court ruled that €20,000 must be paid to the owner. Marcel Lutte, spokesman for domestic policy of the FDP, spoke of a, quote, clear signal that the constitutional state cannot be influenced by psychological terrorism and bullying, and that the decision must now be, quote, enforced under the rule of law. On Tuesday evening, there was a demonstration around Boxhagener Platz with approximately 300 people for the preservation of the building, during which the police arrested about 160 people, and 350 police officers responded. The process of the eviction action had been accompanied by riots and incidents from the beginning. Before a trial date in January, left-wing extremists were presumed to have attacked the car of the building owner's lawyer with acid. The left-wing extremist internet site Indie Media stated that the lawyer was doing, and I quote, the dirty work of one of the largest property assholes in the city. At the start of the trial in November 2019, there were tumultuous scenes in the regional court, after which the civil case was transferred to the criminal court. On Wednesday, the federal government decided to lift the current worldwide travel warnings and restrictions for most European states as of the 15th of June. Foreign Minister Heiko Maas announced this is to apply to EU countries, other member states of the Schengen Agreement, and Great Britain. However, this does not automatically mean that tourist travel to these countries will then be possible again in all cases. According to the Key Points document, the warning against tourist travel, which was imposed on March 17th for all 200 countries in the world, is to be replaced by individual travel advice, which provides information on the country-specific risks. The travel warning will only be completely lifted for Germany's 26 partner countries in the European Union, the United Kingdom, which has just left the EU, and the four countries of the border-free Schengen area that are not members of the EU, Iceland, Norway, Switzerland, and Liechtenstein. For some of the 31 countries, the step may be delayed. As things stand at present, this could affect the number one holiday destination for Germans, Spain. The government in Madrid does not want to reopen the borders for foreign tourists until July 1st. Then, the two-week compulsory quarantine for all those entering the country will also be lifted. The Norwegian government is also considering maintaining the existing entry ban until August 20th. Last Friday, however, the government in Oslo announced that at least the Danish citizens will be allowed to enter the country starting June 15th. It is now to be examined whether the borders can be opened for travelers from, quote, individual other nearby European countries. The German government also makes it clear that the travel warning for certain countries or regions can be reactivated if the number of new infections increases drastically again. Germany's own upper limit of 50 new infections per 100,000 inhabitants within 7 days is the orientation line for other countries as well. If this limit is exceeded, the federal government reserves the right to take protective measures, which the document states, quote, may include, for example, country or region-specific travel warnings. This also applies in the event that individual states do not sufficiently take the necessary measures to protect against infection in tourism. The basis for this will be guidelines drafted by the EU Commission. In any case, the government remarked the recall action for 240,000 German tourists after the outbreak of the corona pandemic should not be repeated. Quote, a retrieval of German citizens by the German government during a quarantine possibly imposed abroad remains out of the question. The federal government has not yet decided how it will deal with countries outside of the EU. Minister Maas had expressed reticence about this on Tuesday, stating, quote, it will take some time. Turkey, in particular, number three among the Germans' favorite holiday countries, hopes that the travel warning will be lifted for them as well. In order to protect equal treatment in the future, just as much as property or marriage and family, the Red Red Green Coalition in Berlin wants to initiate a state law for the protection against discrimination. Today, the Berlin House of Representatives will vote on the first state anti-discrimination law, or LADG, in Germany. According to the Senate, experience shows that this law, which was initiated by the Senate, is necessary, because in German society, which is characterized by migration, people are often treated differently by the authorities because of their appearance, their language, or simply because of their name, or, for example, they are more often racially profiled by police officers. This discrimination has been documented in numerous studies, for example, by the Bertelsmann Foundation or the Federal Anti-Discrimination Agency, as well as in surveys and reports by the federal government and the experiences of those affected, documented, for example, by the Heinrich Böll Foundation's Migration Policy Portal. Additionally, if someone is discriminated against because of their origin, this contradicts the principle of equal treatment and the ban on discrimination of the Constitution. The Senate's reasoning for the planned law is that it is intended to give public administration and all authorities a clear framework for making decisions regardless of characteristics such as gender, origin, language, religion, and ideology, but also regardless of disability, chronic illness, age, and social status. If a majority in the House of Representatives is in favor of the bill, the law will probably enter into force 2 weeks later on June 18th. Berlin Briefing will update you on the results of the vote later today on social media and in the podcast tomorrow. Recently, police had to close Mühlenstraße in Zehlendorf so that almost 50 Wildschweine, or wild boars, could cross the street. In another separate incident, a 35-year-old scooter driver was seriously injured on Sunday when a wild boar ran him over. More and more often, residents, for example, from the Prater Pfad in Lichterfelde, complain that the animals are devastating gardens and playgrounds. Some district councillors believe the animals are becoming a plague in the southwest of the city. In their latest meeting, they decided then to encourage a wild boar hunt in Lichterfelde Süd in order to reduce the animal population. Dirk Ehlert, wildlife expert of the Senate Environmental Administration, on the other hand, sees things differently, stating, quote, the wild pigs are not a plague. Ehlert remarked that 15 years ago there were just as many wild boars in the area, and it was difficult to fight them then, explaining that they would be stunned and taken back to the forest, but would always return. Occasionally they would be killed, but only if the police saw order and security threatened. In the hunting year 2018 and 2019, there were 366 wild boar shot in the inner city area and 1,171 in general in Berlin. The population is estimated at 4,000 animals, and they should be expected everywhere, according to Ehlert, even at Kudamm or Unter den Linden. According to him, there is a sizable pack of up to 60 animals living in the area around the Sundgauer Straße S-Bahn station. The animals sometimes leave the embankment area individually, sometimes together, and then walk along Mühlenstraße, Seehofer Straße to Heinrich-Lehr-Park, and onto Götzallee and Stickkanal, where they cross the Teltow-Canal swimming. According to Ehlert, this is due to the fact that more and more buildings are being erected and the animals are losing their places of retreat. The wildlife expert advises to keep calm. homeowners are encouraged to build stable fences around affected areas and gardens, not just those made of wire mesh, and doors should always be closed. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.